Linda Huang is with the Edmonton International Cat Festival, and it happens May 20th to the 28th. She joins me today to talk about what's happening and how we can be a part of it. I have two kitties at home, so I'm so excited for this. And this year, I read online with events happening all week long this year rather than a big event. Why did you decide to change it this year?
Yeah, mostly we just wanted to try something different. We hadn't had an in-person event actually for a few years due to the pandemic. And then when we were talking about going in person, we had all of these ideas for activities, and for a while we had talked about doing a two-day sort of a whole weekend event. Well, why stop at two? So we're like, let's try a whole week. So we're doing May 20th to May 28th, Saturday to Sunday. We love the puns here at the festival. So it just gives us an opportunity, I think, to focus a little bit each day on a separate activity. A nice kind of happy medium to get cat lovers still celebrating and doing a lot of cattivities, but in more like small, intimate sort of settings.
Well, and cats are so amazing anyways. You need at least a week to celebrate them.
They deserve at least a week. Cats and cat lovers deserve much more time to celebrate.
Tell us about some of the events that you've got happening during the week.
Yes. We're kicking things off with a celebrity cat meet and greet. That's always been something that
Oh my goodness,
love.
A celebrity, like a celebrity cat?
There's a celebrity cat. The cat itself is a celebrity.
Oh my goodness.
It's an Alberta adventure cat. Maybe you've heard of him. His name is Great Grams of Gary, and he goes skiing, he goes mountain climbing, he goes kayaking. He's probably done a lot more adventures than, you know, the typical Albertan.
Oh my goodness, that's fabulous.
Yeah, helping us kick off the week, May 20th at Homes Alive Pets, 100% of proceeds from this year's Cat Fest week is going to be donated to charity. So it's going to Forget-Me-Not Animal Rescue so that they can kind of keep doing the work that they're doing with cats and kittens in need in the area.
And there are events that are happening all week, but here's where the pun comes in. You can get yourself a Pawsport and then it gets stamped if you do a bunch of the events.
It's a digital Pawsport. Nice pronunciation. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have different businesses basically offering cat-themed items or promos. So for instance, there's a bakery that's going to be doing a cat parfait, like a dessert you can grab. There's a sandwich shop, Muley's, that's going to be doing a salmon sandwich on a milk bun. So you're encouraged to sort of check off either the deals that you're taking advantage of or the cattivities that you're going to, and then submit that online, and then you'll be entered to win a bunch of prizes, including a cuddle session with kittens from Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. Basically, you pick a day and then they will come to wherever you are, bring some friends, and you guys can just kind of hang out with kittens for the night.
Oh my God, this is the greatest festival ever. It's amazing.
We also have something that's getting a lot of attention is cat tats. Cat tattoos at Studio Black Market Tattoos. They're doing some flash deals on different cat designs. So if you've been wanting a tattoo or you've been wanting a cat tattoo, this is going to make it really easy. There's $50, $100, $150 designs, and they're super quick for the artist to do. So that's on a Friday, May 26th.
I also saw there was cat yoga.
Yeah, we've done cat yoga in the past, and we have to bring it back because it's always so popular and it sells out. Tickets haven't got on sale yet for that. We're basically releasing tickets to all the different events this week ahead of Cat Fest week. Limited spots for cat yoga. That's at Yoga Life Studios. It's not a whole lot of yoga, if I'm being honest.
Just fair.
That's a unique, I would say, unique experience. Yeah, we even have Sit Stay Squats, a local company that does feline fitness and tricks and pet massages. And so she's doing a virtual event to teach your cat how to do different tricks and fitness. And then the Edmonton Public Library is actually offering free activities all week, different cat crafts. So you can pop into the downtown location and learn how to make cat cards, cat magnets, cat buttons, family-friendly cat activities for the week.
This is a mix of ticketed and free events. And what is the website we can go to find out more?
Head to edmontoncatfest.com for all sorts of information there, the schedule, as well as ticket links for some of those ticketed activities.
And we'll have the link for that up on our website, ravenradio.ca, as well. Linda, thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope to see you there at the cat potty.